Imagine you wake up one day and you can't smell anything. No coffee brewing, no flowers blooming. It's as if the smell switch in your brain has been flipped off. Well, doctors can prescribe steroids or nasal sprays that might help. Surgery is sometimes an option. But for many patients, a lack of smell can linger for months, maybe years. Now there's a new technique that relies on the brain relearning how to smell. Todd Bookman from Here and Now contributor to The Pulse at WHYY reports.
She's become something of a poster child for people who can't smell.
My name is Chris Kelly, and I am a person who lost their sense of smell after a virus. I'm called an anosmic.
Straight-backed and tall, Kelly, who was born in Maine and now lives in the UK, lost her ability to smell in 2012. She caught a cold, it moved into her sinuses, and then she woke up and it was just gone.
I opened my eyes, I went into the bathroom, I uncapped the toothpaste, and it was immediately aware that I couldn't smell anything.
Colds and other viruses are a common cause of anosmia, but it can also be brought on by a brain injury or from nasal polyps. Aging is another factor. Different parts of the olfactory system, the complex arrangement of nerves, glands, and receptors, simply stop working. And as quickly as it's lost, some people spontaneously recover their ability to smell. But not Chris Kelly. She sought medical treatment, tried steroids. Still, nothing.
The most poignant loss for me was the loss of the smell of my children. And, you know, my children are grown now, but when I put my arms around them, I could easily recognize their smell.
Kelly says it was like every facet of her life lost a dimension. Today, though, much of her ability to smell is restored.
Can you hear me now? Good. Right. Well, thank you very much.
Kelly is here at the Monell Chemical Senses Center in Philadelphia, where she's leading a workshop in something called smell training. She's not a doctor, but she is an evangelist for this type of anosmia treatment.
It started out as this thing that was a chore, like flossing my teeth, and it's ended as a kind of an altered awareness.
The smell training concept is simple. Even if you can't smell anything, anosmics need to keep trying and do so in a mindful way. Spend a few minutes in the morning, again in the evening, sniffing deeply. The repeated exposure and concentration may eventually yield results. But don't expect overnight success. It can take months, even longer.
I'm not getting anything out of lavender at all. Could you smell lavender?
Mary Beth James lost her ability to smell after being hit by a car. She's here at the workshop because it's been 4 years with very few gains made.
Lavender is a no. I'm not getting that one.
Scattered in front of Mary Beth and all the other attendees are vials of essential oils, potent little jars of concentrated lavender as well as rose, eucalyptus, lemon, and clove. There are no rules for what you smell, but those are the scents recommended by Thomas Hummel, a German ear, nose, and throat doctor and a guru of modern smell training. He's published studies showing it can work, especially for anosmics who start soon after the injury. That hope has Kenneth Lee digging his nose deep into the rose oil, dreaming of just a whiff.
You know, if you go to garden, I like gardening, but you don't smell any flowers, so...
And since flavor and smell are so closely linked, Lee's also lost the pleasure of eating. Many anosmics say everything tastes rubbery and beige. Edmund Probitkin is an ENT doc at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, where he prescribes smell training to his patients. He says the condition can be devastating.
Smell affects so much of what we experience. It is such a potent sense. It really adds so much joy to life, and to lose it is really difficult. Folks become depressed, folks have all kinds of problems.
So has everyone taken a break that wanted to? Anyone want to air out their nose by going outside?
Exactly how smell training can refresh the sense of smell isn't totally understood. But as Chris Kelly works the room, she tells people to treat it like they would physical therapy after an injury or stroke. With no other options, Mary Beth James is willing to give the little vials of scented oil a chance.
I want to be able to smell the turkey on Thanksgiving and the bread that I bake and the Christmas tree. So I'm giving it a shot. Why not?
Why not? She says even a bad aroma would be better than none at all. For Here and Now, I'm Todd Bookman.
Well, there is one smell that people in the UK are wishing there was more of, Marmite. the sticky dark brown paste that's often spread on toast or crackers. Turns out that because of the Brexit vote and the subsequent drop in the value of the British pound, the maker of Marmite, Unilever, tried to raise the price of Marmite to compensate. And then Tesco, a major supermarket chain in the UK, balked at the price increase. So there were reports that stockpiles on supermarket shelves of Marmite are running low. Some tweeting that this is Brexpocalypse. But a crisis has been averted. We've got late word today that Unilever said the price dispute with Tesco has been successfully resolved, and it's working to make sure that its much-loved brands are once again fully available.